This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Ohio State University is investigating allegations of sexual misconduct against a former athletic trainer. Dr. Richard Strauss worked with the wrestling team between the 1970s and 1990s, and he died in 2005. Mike DiSabato is a former OSU wrestler and the founder of Profectus Group. He says he first reported Strauss to the university more than 20 years ago, and he joins us now. Thank you for your time, Mike.
Thank you, Claire.
Briefly recap what happened when you were a student on OSU's wrestling team.
Dr. Strauss was a serial offender of making athletes remove their pants for a nose cold, a knee sprain, an elbow bruise. My experience is not atypical. I think there's over 1,000 athletes at Ohio State University who have suffered the same kind of humiliating abuse.
You first became aware of this abuse when you were on OSU's wrestling team. When did you first report the information to the university?
Well, I was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship and a grant to attend graduate school at the John Glenn College at Ohio State. And I performed and did my research on the issues surrounding the locker room culture, sexual assault, and alcohol abuse within my community. I presented that information to the athletic director at the time, Jim Jones, and my conclusions are documented.
And that was in the
1994.
So you said Jim Jones, and the documentation was almost like a thesis of yours.
It was a master's thesis entitled Issues of Substance Abuse and Sexual Assault Within the Student Athlete Population.
What response did you get at the time? Do you know if OSU addressed the issue in any way?
Well, I know that I presented to Jim Jones, who also authorized and oversaw the athletic facilities in which his athletes trained. So I was not surprised when concluding the conversation that Mr. Jones, in his self-righteous and arrogant manner, in my opinion, dismissed my findings and suggested, you know, that I'll have a great life and a great career, but it wasn't something that I felt at the time that he was really interested in hearing about.
You've had business disagreements with the university in the past. This case comes amid a lawsuit against Ohio State over its use of former athletes' likenesses in promotional materials. Is there any connection between the two cases?
The connection that I see is personal, my own personal story. I'm a sexual abuse victim who's on the record with the university and our current athletic director, telling him personally, after 3 cases of depression caused by a 15-year dispute with the university because they intentionally and deliberately terminated a licensing agreement that I had with their university because I was representing the collective interests of former college football players.
Are you saying that your anger over one informs your coming forward on another?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is this: I've had a constant dialogue with the university that dates back 15 years. And part of that dialogue is my own sexual abuse. Now, it wasn't until I saw, and my teammates saw, I got 5 calls the day that we saw, I forget which young lady broke the story, very strong and courageous young ladies stand with pride and honor and describe a man who was identical, did the identical things that Larry Nassar did. And yet his abuse at Ohio State makes Larry Nassar's look like a small issue.
Mike DeSabato, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.